the son call in and give their heart to the Lord. People have received houses. Literally in the midst of pandemic, when jobs were shut down, no income coming in steady, God favored and moved them into homes that they are still living in right now. And I believe that God is going to do it again. One more time tonight. Those that need a physical miracle, that one that needs iron in their blood, they have an iron deficiency. That one that needs a miracle, the doctors can't find out what it is, but there's something that is not right in their stomach. And there's bloating that comes and pain that comes. Get them in the prayer chamber tonight. Some, it's not a physical miracle that they need. Some need a spiritual breakthrough. They've gone through so much for so long. And the battle has been so intense for so long that they don't know what to do. On the verge of not even knowing what to pray, God is going to bring the word. And there's going to be special miracles, financial miracles, miracles in relationships. God's got the Boaz for the one, and he has that deliverance for the daughter for the other. I'm telling you, there's nothing too hard for God to do. And if you will stand on the word and hear my voice tonight and take down this information and realize that God has you at this station, listening to this station for a reason. And you are going to see the hand of God move in a special way. Are you that one that is caring for your mother and your mother needs a miracle? You don't like to see her in the condition that she's in? God can touch her. Are you one that has a son or a daughter that's bound by the devil, addicted to alcohol or drugs, runs the street, don't know where they are? God has a miracle deliverance. Tonight is special miracle night. All you have to do is believe. And if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Watch what God has for you. The Lord would speak unto thee and say, dry your tears. I've heard your cry. I know what's happening. I've seen the enemy say over and over again, where be your God? Where be his miracles? I am still the miracle worker. I am still the way maker. And all you need is faith, saith the Lord. Faith, can change your destiny. Faith, saith the Lord, can change your destiny. And you can walk in I'm talking about melting the cold-hearted heart of a judge. And they make up their mind to say one verdict, and I speak through them, and it's another. I'm talking about a miracle that takes a loved one that's full of the devil and bound, and you can't fight anymore. I see that wife, and I see a husband as well. You fought, and you fought to keep the marriage together. You've done everything you know how to do, and you're tired. It feels like you have no fight in you. You almost get sick to your stomach when you get close to your home after work or after driving. God can change that atmosphere in your home and can fix that relationship. Maybe you're that one that God showed me. You're fighting for an inheritance that belongs to you, and they don't want to release it. Somebody else, you're fighting with the VA. They owe you. They don't want to turn it loose. God is able to loose that miracle blessing. Tonight, Thursday night, July the 22nd, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Central. It is double portion, more than enough. God said, I'm not just going to give you enough to get by. I'm going to give you a supernatural overflow, saith the Lord. You will see the turnaround, and you will know that I have not forgotten thee. Oh, I am excited. I am loosing my miracle power, saith the Lord, and you will know that I have not forgotten thee. Oh, I'm excited about tonight. I believe that God is going to bring the turnaround. And if you will change your plans, rearrange your schedules, and meet me and Apostle Broadnax tonight in the prayer chamber, 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central, call 318-754-0001 and press *5 on your telephone keypad. Watch what God does tonight.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Each and every day. building. Just begin to thank him for his healing virtue that's flowing through this building. We speak to organs and tissues all over this building, and we say, line up with the word of God tonight. Hallelujah. Listen. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt. God will see you through. He'll take the pain. Thank him for his healing.
Central Louisiana's surrounding areas, you're invited to be a part of the Greater St. Lawrence Baptist Church's 80th year church anniversary, 11 a.m., July 25th. 2932 Cypress Street in Alexandria. The guest church is going to be the Second Nazarene Baptist Church and Pastor Reverend Gregory Tenney. You're invited to be a part of this historic celebration. July 25th at 11 a.m. The Greater St. Lawrence Baptist Church is another proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Aren't you tired of living paycheck to paycheck? Are you spending your tax refund as soon as you get it? Welcome to 360 Financial Services, where you can fix your credit, file your taxes, and increase your financial stability. Hi, I am Catrice Mason. Fix your credit by disputing every negative item on your credit report. No matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You'll be able to get a quote at no expense and file your taxes at 360 Financial Services. I'm also looking to partner with like-minded entrepreneurs who are looking to start their own business. You have the opportunity to be your your own boss. Make residual income, get paid weekly, make your own hours, and you can work from anywhere with no background check and no overhead. Start 2021 with new goals, excellent credit, and a cash advance. God is opening new doors for you at 360 Financial Services. 318-730-8441.
360 Financial Services is a proud sponsor of KAYT KQJO-FM. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez 99.3.
I'm praying God come and turn this thing around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything, yes. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. God, turn it around. All of my hope is in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough will come, come in the name of Jesus. I'm praying God come and turn this thing around. Turn it around, God, turn it around, God, turn it around. I'm calling on the name that changes everything.
Hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate with another story from the Voice of the Martyrs.
VOM workers in Uganda helped Okware Martin open his new Bible to Psalm 1. After reading just a few words, the 17-year-old sprang up and said, "I cannot read with dirty hands." After washing up, he sat down with his new book while the workers moved to other homes in the village. Returning 6 hours later, Martin had not moved. He said, "I can't stop reading. Every word I read invites me to read more. I pray I come to know more about this God." At the Voice of the Martyrs, we echo that prayer for all those to whom we give Bibles. For more from Uganda, go online to persecution.com.
Well, Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What, the job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Time, your life, so done.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Sleep at night, my heart is pounding. Feeling numb inside is overwhelming. My energy's low, can't let these thoughts in. So I'll keep running, I'll keep running, keep running. Circumstance, my life is in your hands. So I'll keep running, I'll keep running, keep running. Trouble won't last always, so I will keep the faith. So I'll keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running on.
Keep running, keep running.